USA Radio News.
Shortly after a Supreme Court ruled to make it easier to carry concealed guns, President Joe Biden and the Department of Justice slammed the controversial ruling. The president said he was, quote, deeply disappointed by the decision the Supreme Court made to revoke a New York law that required gun owners to provide a reason why they should be able to carry a gun in public.
I am disappointed in the Supreme Court gun decision.
It, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution.
That was Vice President Kamala Harris. The White House announced a $450 million assistance package for Ukraine that includes four more high-mobility artillery rocket systems as the fight with Russia continues. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol focused this week's hearing on the efforts of then-President Donald Trump and former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark to pressure the department to help overturn the 2020 election results. Officials are stressing the importance of young kids getting vaccinated.
Children as young as 6 months old are now eligible to be vaccinated against COVID-19 following the approval late last week by the FDA and the CDC of Moderna and Pfizer doses for kids between 6 months and 5 years old. According to the latest data from the CDC, 442 children under the age of five have died from COVID during the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The House passed a bill to extend food assistance measures for children, drawing praises from advocates who said the legislation would help millions of kids get access to meals as inflation makes it increasingly difficult for many parents to make ends meet. The pandemic-era waiver had been set to expire next Thursday, but the new bill, titled Keep the Kids Fed Act, would not extend the most groundbreaking of the federal waivers, one that made school breakfast and lunches free to all students regardless of their family's income. Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, and wife Kate have unveiled their first official joint portrait, a portrait that was commissioned by the Cambridgeshire Royal Portrait Fund in 2021. The portrait captures the heir to the British throne and his wife standing next to one another. This week marks the 50th anniversary of Title IX, the landmark law that pushed for equal opportunities for women in the classroom and on the field. Title IX prohibits sex-based discrimination in education programs or activities that are federally funded, which allowed women access to opportunities that had previously been unavailable. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.